Miracy.
So an adventure could be as simple as clicking the button for a Facebook Live. You're new in business and you want to expand your, you know, reach, and you want to impact people, but you're petrified because of all of the judgments and the fear of getting on camera. And then boom, you click the button. My fun question is, did you die? No, I didn't. I'm still here to tell you about it. Okay, great. So guess what? You just took a risk.
In today's conversation, we're embarking on a fun road trip to look at how to harness adventure as a coaching tool. Our guest lives a life as adventurous as her wisdom. Hailing from her RV, yep, you heard me right, her RV, she thrives amidst the great outdoors, constantly embracing uncertainty and unpredictability. And she'll talk to me about adventure and how that helps you become a better coach. I'm Melinda Cohen, and you're listening to Just Between Coaches. I run a business called The Coaches Console, and we're proud to have helped tens of thousands of coaches create profitable and thriving businesses. This is a podcast where we answer burning questions that newer coaches would love to ask a more experienced coach. My guest is a passionate advocate for finding freedom within, and she recently shared this profound insight. Success is not a look, it's a feeling. It's feeling free and in love with every moment. The atmosphere around you, the people in it, and the experiences being had. I've invited Jackie Cote to the show. She's a leadership mindset coach and freedom mentor. She's gone from 30 years in leadership management in the restaurant business to living a life of complete freedom and adventure by building her own six-figure coaching business. Her favorite thing as a coach is giving her clients the gift of belief so they can do more than they ever thought they could do before meeting her. Welcome, Jackie.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I am excited to have you on this show. I mean, I shared with our listeners a little bit about what you're up to and who you are, but can you share a little bit of your background with us?
Definitely. I was that kid who didn't want to stay still, was always the one who wanted to go places. And so I jumped into teaching for about a year, but then I ended up going into the restaurant industry. I was able to help people move to other levels, and I just was so passionate. Long weeks all the time, working all the time, but I just loved the service of others and getting them going to next levels. And fast forward to August of 2018, my last job in that industry, they let me go, and there was this sudden, like, hold on a second, that ended up catapulting me into running my own business. I realized I was lacking in that time freedom, money freedom, and doing the freedom that I desired. And at that moment, I had decided to just go in all in on my own business.
Wow. Now, freedom, that is a big word, because when we work with coaches at Coaches Console, they're just considering embarking on their journey. They've just started. A lot of them are in the first few years of having their own coaching business. And, you know, freedom, we hear it from everybody that that's what they want. Time freedom, money freedom. A lot of them love the idea of traveling. And you have taken that and have made it a way of life.
Yeah. Thanks to good old COVID, we ended up wanting to travel like the world. We had all the vision boards, right? We had like the Italy and Greece, and then that hit and we were like, what do we do next, right? And then we started watching RV America. And next thing we know, we're in an RV place and we're like mapping out what RV we want. And I got to tell you, RV life was not like the thing. It wasn't like a long-term dream. So after COVID, we jumped in, and 2.5 years later, we still like each other. My husband and I, we still like each other. We still get along living in a 44-foot box. Traveling the country. We did a lot of moving around, and now we're currently settled in Colorado while we're recording this. So
now COVID kind of helped fan the flames of that desire and kind of molded it and shaped it. Was there an experience or a moment that made you to decide that this nomadic journey is going to become a lifestyle?
I would love to tell you there was this like, this is it. This is what I'm building. I'm a heck yes or a heck no kind of person. And when we walked into that RV place, I remember sitting in the recliners in one of the RVs, and I really pictured this ability to explore the country that's right outside our door. Like, and living in the United States, I never really took advantage of what was around. Now that I created a virtual business, because this was about a year and a half into my virtual business, I had the freedom to make the choice to go. I wouldn't have had that in the industry I used to work in. So this was never on my radar until the possibilities opened up. When it comes to being able to do everything virtually around the country. And it gave us the opportunity. So jumping into that has opened my eyes to so many other things outside of the everyday predictability of life.
I love that. Opened your eyes to outside the everyday predictability. Let's talk about your business. You said you were a year and a half into your virtual business, your coaching business. How has this shaped your coaching approach and your business?
So COVID hit and we were building my business at the dining room table and it just exploded during COVID. It was an amazing experience for me. And from there, knowing that we were going to go remotely in the RV, it just gave me the opportunity to meet all of the people that I met virtually. So everywhere we go, I research, who do I know that I've met virtually? I love the concept when you meet them in person. So to be able to just kind of to not know what's next and to be able to paint that picture as you go and just trust that everything really, truly happens for you and it happens exactly the way it's meant to happen has been amazing. So I've been able to see a lot of people, venture around the country, and I still travel elsewhere too. So you're not like locked into this 44-foot box. I still go to airports and go places.
Now, in working with coaches, I'm really fascinated by this. Like growing up when my sister and I, you know, were little girls and elementary school, we'd go spend the summers with my grandparents and they had an RV. We lived pretty much in the RV for the whole summer, just going from national park to national park, camping. That was how we spent the whole summer. And when I talk to coaches about building their business, you know, when I think of them like in their home office or at their dining room table and the focus that it takes to build their business. And then I think about, okay, now do that from an RV while you're moving around. Like, what has that been like for you building your business while on the move? Because a lot of people will build their business, get it successful, and then have the freedom to do what they want. But you're like, nope, we're just going to do it at the same time.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That's been probably one of the best parts, minus the internet. I'll just put that out there. Like, be prepared to have 5 different hotspots and things that you click onto and test out in every area you're in. But besides that, like for me, one way that I talk about awakening, empowering, and owning in the pillars of my business. And the awakening part is really stepping into the vision of what you desire. When I started this journey, I didn't understand what I desired. I didn't really know my vision. And so one thing that I would do when we were stationary, and I'd take my laptop down to a lake and sit at like a picnic table, and I want a lake house with a mountain view, and I want all of those things. But I put myself in it like I owned it. I'm like, I love my lake, and I love my mountain, and I love my area, you know, and I'd speak into it as if it was mine. Now I can place my RV wherever I want to experience. I want to go on a beach. I find an RV park that's on a beach. I have mountains behind me. I've got, you know, a springs down the street and a river behind me. So wherever I want to place myself and want to feel, success is a feeling and freedom is a feeling, that I get to put myself there. It doesn't matter how much money or clients, I can feel that in any moment I place myself into it.
And then as a result, how does that ripple effect into your life? Like, because you can feel that, you place yourself in it, which is powerful. You don't just have to close your eyes and imagine it, but you're like there, touching it, sitting in it, breathing it, living it. How does that impact other parts of your life?
The energy behind nature and possibilities. I connect really well with nature and it just expands my vision, but it also expands my energy for other people to connect with. And so if I'm in a grateful gratitude space for everything that's around me, and I feel that it helps clients that I work with and anybody that spends time or money or both with me, it helps impact their world and they get to see what's possible too. It's the number one thing people say when they come into my world. They're like, it's your energy.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me feel like I could do anything. And I'm like, that's exactly it. You can. Like, anything's possible if you let yourself.
Yeah, it's beautiful. The interior designer me is very curious right now. So I know, like, I've got my space. It's here. I've got 2 doors I can close because when I'm doing a podcast, can't hear the dog bark. My husband, don't start the Vitamix over lunchtime. Like, just wait. And so we have the ability to do the work that we need to do. Did you just kick your husband out of the RV and you're like, go somewhere for the next hour? Or is he like hanging in the back? Like, how do you navigate being in the tight spaces like that?
He does work a job, so he is gone for a large portion of the days at this point. But there was moments where he just did Uber and like lifting to go around the country with me. And I'd be like, don't come home during this time. Like, I literally would have to tell him that. And you're right. There's only so much space. And so even booking with you guys, I was like, listen, I'm an outdoors person. There's going to be an outdoor. I have an outdoor porch. And that's my office, so I can be out in nature.
Oh, yeah.
Nature didn't provide today for me. It had a little wind. It's a little loud today outside. So, and if not, I go find a place. And you just, there's so much accessible in this world to be able to do what we do now.
I remember, I didn't even know freedom was a thing I wanted. I mean, I never wanted to be an entrepreneur. I loved having a job. I loved a paycheck. I loved not having to think beyond that. And then here I am. I have my own job. I've got my coaching business. And I started traveling, going on ski trips. I love skiing. Been all around Colorado and all over the world. And I remember this one trip to Telluride, and I was going to be gone for a week. And I was like, well, I don't want to have to move all my clients. So I just scheduled them for one day. So I had all my coaching clients on one day. And for this week, I skied all the other days. And then this one day, I took off from skiing. That was my day I would work. And from my condo, open up the curtains and there's the majestic mountains. And I'm like, oh my God, this is my office. Like, this is so wild. I wanted to go outside. And I remember there was this big boulder on the other side of the parking lot for our condos. And I just plopped my butt on that big boulder and sat there and coached one of my clients. And it's just interesting how we get to blend our dreams and our desires and our goals and live it. I love how you described it, living in the physical, pure possibility and how that translates to our clients. And so now you work with your clients virtually. So how do you take that energy and work with your clients so that they can borrow that or leverage that through the relationship that they have with you while they're coaching with you? You know, you're in this beautiful setting. You're in this energy. People comment. Your energy is so incredible. Like, how do you translate that when you're working with your clients virtually? You know, they may not be able to be in the beautiful setting or living their dreams simultaneously while they're being coached. How do you work with your clients on that?
You know, it's a lot of asking them questions, helping them understand what else is possible for them. Because a freedom life, I get the question all the time. Do I have to move into an RV to have a freedom life? I'm like, no, that's one option of a freedom life. Because I had a hard time visioning in the beginning. So really helping people awaken what's inside of them already, because we have everything we need inside. We just have to awaken her, like all the different parts of her or him, and get them stirred up and awakened so that they can see what's possible. And even if it's just starting small with, for me, it was like, what are your dreams, Jackie? I'm like, I just want to pay my bills.
Yeah.
You know, that's your first dream, right? To like, when you're moving into your own business, I want to build it so I can at least pay my bills, right? But then it was like, oh, and then the RV came along, and then this came along, and then this came along. And to let yourself, give yourself permission to see what's possible and expand it. So through that, when I work with my clients, that is the very first thing we do. It's like, what do you really desire? Like, really, let's go there and don't be afraid to go there. Because we're afraid to go there because what if we don't have it? What if we can't? The how, the when, the we don't even play. I say, let's just play.
Yeah.
And then all those little thoughts that stop us from going there, I'm like, let's write those on another piece of paper. Like, let's put those over here. That's okay. They're just trying to keep you safe. And let's play. Let's have some fun. And when they play in there, they start to go, oh, hold on. Because our imagination is an amazing thing. Like, it can think about all the worries and it create this masterful picture that makes your body feel like the worries are happening. All the things like, what if? Oh my gosh. But then there's the vision of the future, what you desire. And I really train and coach people to live in the vision of the desires versus the worries or the past.
Live in the vision of the desires. I love that. I mean, everybody's listening like, yeah, that's it. I mean, that's the essence of coaching, right? It's just what we do. Now, one of the things that I know about you is you talk about the gift of belief as an aspect of your coaching. Can you talk a little bit about the gift of belief and maybe share a story when you witness one of your clients experiencing a shift in their beliefs through adventure or something like that?
Yeah, the gift of belief really showed up early on in my life when I was 15 and working at a bakery in Jersey, and it kind of just threw me the keys and said, you're going to run the shift at night. And I'm like, I don't think that's legal, but okay. There's not a lot legal in Jersey. But they threw the keys at me and I started running, and someone gave that gift of belief to me by believing that I could do something more than just an hourly employee. And so I look back and that really sparked this like passion to like help people see what they can. And so in the industry that I worked in, there was a lot of people who just felt like they could only do like this hourly position. And I would promote people who didn't speak English when they came in the door and get them all the way through the levels, running their own restaurants, making more money, having more time, money, and freedom with their family, and helping send kids to college, like all sorts of stuff. But it all started with me helping them see what's possible and borrow my belief, because I believed in them. And if they didn't believe, I said, just borrow my belief just for a bit until you get there. And once they got there, they'd be annoyed. They're like, I kept raising the gift of belief bar up, right? I'm like, we're going to do a little more because I know they're more capable, because we can see the label. Like, we can read the label of the jar. When we're stuck in the jar, we can't read our own label. I can see that and read that for you and help see what you can't see. And you can borrow it for a while and eventually it becomes yours. And then the next one, and then eventually becomes yours. I'm just super passionate about that. And so I've got clients who, most of them, come to me when they're employed and they're in jobs of 15, 20 years. They're like, I just know there's more for me. Like, I know there's a next passion or purpose or something. They have this desire to do it, but it's scary making that leap. And so a lot of the belief of, through the actions that I took to make the leap, they're able to kind of go, okay, she can do it, so can I. So we paint that picture, that vision, we awaken it, and then we start empowering the decisions that are being made that match up to that gift of belief. And then once they get there, of course, I raise it again.
I love it. I love it. Now, a lot of people associate adventure with physical activities, hiking, traveling, skiing, whatever it might be. But it can also be more of just a mental journey. So how do you help your clients tap into their sense of adventure? If a client says, like, I'm not really outdoorsy, I don't want to be in an RV, or, you know, they got a different idea of what adventure means. How do you help them tap into their sense of adventure?
Most of the time, people relate adventure to risk, taking a risk, like heights, climbing things when they maybe feel like they're out of shape, they don't think they can physically do it, stuff like that. So it's taking a risk based on a belief that they don't believe they can do it. So an adventure could be as simple as clicking the button for a Facebook Live. You're new in business and you want to expand your, you know, reach, and you want to impact people, but you're petrified because of all of the judgments and the fear of getting on camera. And then boom, you click the button. My fun question is, did you die? No, I didn't. I'm still here to tell you about it. Okay, great. So guess what? You just took a risk and you did it and you survived on the other side, and now you can do it over and over and over again. And so really seeing every new thing as like an adventure versus like risk, because everything you decide to do that's different, it's an adventure. I mean, it's new, it's different. Your brain is going, no, no, a bear is chasing me. And it could be as simple as like trying a new piece of food. And then you try and you're like, oh, Brussels sprouts aren't so bad.
That's awesome. It can be with anything. And, you know, I was just thinking, like, what's the opposite of adventure?
Complacency. It's the first word that comes up for me. Like, you stay in that predictable life feeling very like, I'm okay. Like, I don't have to. No, this is safe. And don't get me wrong. My brain still goes, whoa, Jackie, hold on. You know, that might not be safe, whether it's an investment that I want to make or whether it's just a decision. I mean, even little things, my brain will still sometimes want to stop me. We've done impossible stuff our whole life. And some people forget how many things they did that were impossible and got them to where they are today. And so I help remind them of that. I'm like, tell me some things that you've done that were really like hard and impossible. Oh my gosh, having a child. Oh my gosh, doing this. Oh my gosh, you know, and they go down the route of like all the things. And I'm like, great. So what is it about this that you feel is impossible? If you can do that, you can do anything.
Yeah. I remember one of the mentors that I worked with years ago, also a skier. And the only way that you could coach with him is to ski with him. Like, he only did his coaching on the mountain. So it's like, okay, we're going to go spend 3 days and we're going to ski together and coach together. So that's the only way. And so I love how he's like, this is what freedom means to me. I want to ski every day possible that I can ski, and I still want to coach. So that means the two have to exist together. And he just broke out of what, you know, I got to be at a desk, I need to have on a headset. His helmet had, he had built in a headset to his helmet so he can even talk to people and we could hear each other. Just really thinking outside the box. And that was his adventure. And so for our listeners, you know, maybe you're not raising your hand to say, I want to live in an RV and go travel the world. Maybe your adventure looks very unique and different. But I love what you've continued to say, you know, going beyond the predictable life and taking that risk to really understand what is possible, because it is all possible and then just going forward. And how do you, like, I'm thinking of people that they want to have big adventure, but then maybe they have a certain, you know, whatever their life circumstances are that's, you know, quote unquote, preventing them from having that adventure. How do you coach somebody in that situation?
That's funny. I get a lot of individuals, women are my main market, and they'll say, oh, that you're living my dream, but my husband, or but this, or vice versa. Oh, my husband wants that dream, you know, and it's true. The two of you have to be on the same page, but it really is a matter of what can you do today to go towards and feel like. That's why I always talk about like freedom, success, these things, they're a feeling. They're not like a destination. You know, we set these goals to hit these external things and we get there and we're like, that didn't help, you know, and that's not really, it didn't make me happy, because we're trying to fulfill an internal need with these external things. And so what I try to encourage everybody to do is have intentions along the whole way. So if you have a goal, if you want to live in an RV and your partner doesn't, well, there's an intentional feeling. What kind of experience do you want? So when they start talking about that, there's a lot of things that could land and fit into that. And at least along the journey, they can fit things in like, oh, well, we went down to the dock and we did XYZ, which helped us feel like we were living in our own lake house.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of like, it doesn't have to happen. It can happen one day. It doesn't mean just right now it's not happening. It doesn't mean it doesn't have to happen forever. Or you still get to have your desires, because if you have a desire, it's meant for you. It's come from up above. So that means you get to have it one day, but maybe it doesn't look exactly the way you think, because this wasn't what I thought. When it came to like freedom and moving around and living, I didn't think it would be in an RV at all.
What did you think? What did you think it was going to look like?
I moved 22 times in my life before I even got into an RV. And so after college, I was like, yeah, I don't want to grow up and get a job. So I traveled to Arizona and I went to California, and then I got brought back to Virginia. And even in Virginia, I moved like, I don't know, 15 times within Virginia and West Virginia and Maryland in that DC area. I love change and I embrace it. I did a lot of healing so that the changing wasn't the thing that was helping satisfy me. Now I love the change because it's part of my desires of what I want to do in the world. Before, it was a lot of change to like survive financially and different things. Now I do change from a thriving place versus a surviving place. So that's me. You have to have that like intention and feeling first of what you desire to happen. And then whatever the how shows up, right?
Yeah. Like that's so important. I know a lot of times when we work towards goals, I might say, you know, my goal is XYZ, and I might only be able to see, well, here's how that goal can become a reality to me. And as soon as I say it's my goal is accomplishing this particular thing, because that's the only way I can see it, we've put the blinders on. And so it's a question that I'll often ask our clients and students is like, okay, well, when you have that RV in this example, when you have that RV, and I have them answer the be, do, have question, who are you going to be? What are you going to do? What are you going to be able to have as a result? And then to say, okay, now until you get that RV, what are all the other ways that you can do right now? And that's what you were talking about having the intention to say, well, what else can I cultivate or create or implement or put in place so that I can be that right now or do that right now or have that right now until I get to the land of the RV? And I always add this whenever I'm talking about goals and desires, whatever it is, there's always the dot, 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 or better. Because I want to make sure the universe is hearing that it's like, this is how I think I want it, but I'm open to or better. So whatever that is, I'm happy with that as well. So I always add dot, 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 or better to keep me out of that land of attachment. This or better beyond my wildest dreams. That's my mantra. So what else do we need to share with our listeners about this topic? What haven't we talked about yet?
Oh my goodness. I'm in a journey right now of writing a chapter in a book. And I was working with the person. I was like, okay, this is what I want to talk about. This is what I think I'm going to do. And after we discussed for about 45 minutes, there was pieces of my journey that I didn't share much in the very beginning of the switching from getting fired and then going, I don't know what I just did. I don't know how that happened. Really totally confused to best day of my life. And there is a part of the journey there that was, she pointed out to me, she's like, do you realize like you went all in? And the difference between people who don't go all in and the people who put a toe in is why you're here where you are today. Because I explained to her, I met coaching in June 2018. 2 months later, I got fired. I wasn't ready to just jump into a business because I was still learning what the heck is this coaching industry. I had no idea. I thought football coach, soccer coach. That was it. I didn't know about coaching. So imagine the possibilities when someone said, you can do everything you're really good at and you can put it in your own business. And I was like, what? Let's do this, you know? And I saw all these people doing it. And so I literally turned to my boyfriend at the time, husband now. I said, okay, I'm going to sell my house. I'm cutting my expenses in half. We're going to move somewhere cheaper. I want to build this business. And then I interviewed for jobs like I was supposed to. Interviewed for jobs, and I got 3 offers right off the bat, making more money than I would have made, but that I made in my previous job that let me go. And I said, no. And I said, no. And the third one is a guy who used to work with me. When I got on the phone, he worked for a different company, and he goes, oh, Jackie, I'll hire you in a heartbeat because you're amazing. And he said to me, but what do you really want to do? And he asked me some questions about financially, what do I have? How long can I last without a job? And I told him about 1 year. And he goes, great, come back to me in 1 year. He goes, I'm not going to hire you. And I said, wait a second. I'm like, but you said you'd hire me. And he's like, but I won't, because you're doing what I want to do. He goes, you have a dream of what I've always wanted to do, and you have the ability to go do it. So I want you to go try it out. If it doesn't work, come back to me. And he gave me the permission to bet all in on myself. And that from that point on, I never looked for another job. And so the thing I want to pull out of that is that at some point, you have to decide to bet on yourself fully and trust yourself and know that you're fully supported in the journey. You don't know exactly how, when, all that stuff, but know that you're supported and go all in.
Wow. Wow. That is beautiful. We are kindred spirits. I was also fired. I was dabbling in coaching. It was like a little hobby I was doing. It was this super cool thing I was discovering and whatever. I don't think I would have ever been able to go for it if I hadn't been fired and, you know, had to face my deepest fears of, oh my God, I'm going to be naked, homeless, not able to eat, with on the side of the road in the gutter. Like my brain actually believed that for a day. And we have our angels that talk us through those moments. You know, almost 20 years later, I thank my lucky stars I was fired from that job. Now, it took me years to be able to get to that place of gratitude. But it's about going all in. And I don't know if I could have done that if I hadn't have been fired, but I'm glad that I was. And I'm glad that I did. And so for our listeners out there, I love the piece that you said. You have to decide to bet on yourself, trust it, and go all in, because it is so hard when you've got 1 foot in the world you're in and 1 foot in a different world. And you're like, maybe yes, I don't think so. I'm kind of yes, maybe, I don't know. And this tug of war, like indecision, is the worst form of self-abuse. Well, let's summarize some of the things that we've talked about today. You gave us your amazing story and how you started at the dining room table, and then here you are in an RV and you get to live beyond the predictability of life. I love that phrase. And we talked about many wait for freedom. It's like, let me build my business, get some success, and then I'll do the things that I love. And you're doing it simultaneously. You're living it and creating it. And it's a simultaneous experience. And I love how it's been like this example for you, for your clients that you work with. It's like, wow, that's what's possible. If she can do that, what can I do? And just truly being that model for our clients. We talked about having and creating the freedom life, and awakening what's inside of us and bringing that to life and living in the vision of our desires and how important that is. We talked about the gift of belief, and I love that, raising the gift of belief bar. That's a fun one to do with our clients. We talked about what adventure is. We talked about how that freedom and success is a feeling, and go towards the feeling of that adventure. Even if the adventure doesn't look exactly like I've got my vision board hanging up in my closet, and there's some things on there, you know, my life is not like that just yet, but I really want to go revisit that after we've had this conversation and be like, okay, what are the feelings behind all that? And how can I cultivate who I want to be, what I want to do, what I want to have right now from where I am with what I have? And then at the very end, the mic drop moment, when you talked about the decision and permission to be all in and bet on ourselves to be fully in. Jackie, do you have any parting words for us?
To stop waiting to turn whatever freedom vision you have, whatever desires, like stop waiting and get out of the shoulds and get into what you're meant to be doing and stop waiting to create that. You get to start doing that like today in this moment, just through visioning and awakening, and then watch. It's crazy. When you start to trust yourself and you start to vision, you start to awaken that, things just start to happen. You're like, oh, how did that come into? Oh, that just coincidence. No, it's not coincidence, because you changed who you currently are today, right? If we want a different life in the future, we have to think differently that got us here. you will not have a different life unless you think differently and believe differently and all that other stuff.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for listening to this episode of Just Between Coaches. And also a big thank you to Jackie Cote for this great conversation. You can find out more about her at JackieCoteCoaching.com. That's Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, Cote, C-O-T-E, coaching.com. In the show notes, you'll also find links to her intentional goal setting free video training and other resources. And Jackie, thank you so much for coming to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's been such an honor to be with you guys. Your team's amazing. You're amazing.
Thank you. I'm Melinda Cohen, and you've been listening to Just Between Coaches. Just Between Coaches is part of the Mercy FM podcast network, which also includes such shows as Making It and Once Upon a Business. To catch the amazing episodes of Just Between Coaches, follow us on Mercy FM's YouTube channel or your preferred podcast player. If you've enjoyed the show, we'd greatly appreciate your comments and a starred review. Your feedback is invaluable in spreading these ideas to a wider audience. Thank you for your support, and we look forward to having you with us on the next episode.